Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 20th, 2024. Maine's working waterfront communities are iconic, but they are under threat, and not just by development and gentrification. Storms and flooding associated with climate change are also taking a heavy toll, as we saw earlier this year. Carter Newell is kicking off what he hopes will become an annual event and a fundraiser for Maine Coast Fishermen's Association.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Carter Newell, and I'm from Pemaquid Mussel Farms, and we've got a really fun event coming up on Saturday, October 5th. It's called the World's Best Mussel Recipe Contest, with a $1,000 prize to the best mussel chef. We've been accumulating some chefs from the region, and we have Barton Seaver, who has studied at the American Culinary Institute, world-famous chef, author, and speaker on sustainable seafood. He'll be throwing his hat in the ring. And then right here at the Provender Restaurant in Ellsworth, we have Darren Goldstein, who was trained at the Wales Culinary Institute. He has a really good mussel recipe. And then we also have from down in Boston, Barnett Harper is coming up. He studied at the New England Culinary Institute, and he currently works at the Para Maria at the Envoy Hotel in Boston. And then we've got a local fellow, G.W. Martin. I call him the Mountain Man from Hogback Mountain in Montville. And he's got his famous flaming mussel recipe. The event is going to be taking place at the Belfast Yacht Club, which is right down on Front Street, overlooking Belfast Harbor, and starts at 4 till 7. The tickets, which are a $30 donation, which are going to support the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association Working Waterfront benefit. That money is going to help repair some of the wharves and piers that got damaged in last winter's storms. The tickets will get you live music by the Newell Family Fiddlers. That's myself, Carter, with my daughter Maisie, and Eric Dane playing guitar. And then we've got Dixie and Bubba and Elijah. So we've got five fiddles from three generations. Pemaquid Oyster Company is going to have a raw bar, and each ticket holder will get three Pemaquid oysters, a drink ticket, which will feature some local homebrews, and a bunch of appetizers. And also, two of the ticket holders will get a chance to win a VIP Pemaquid Mussel Farm tour in Frenchman's Bay on October 6th. One of the reasons we decided to have this world's best mussel recipe was that we've been farming mussels out there in Frenchman's Bay for about 25 years, and we've got a nice inventory of about 500,000 pounds of rope-grown mussels, and we thought it'd be a great time to celebrate. The mussels are really meaty and tasty, nice salty flavor that time of year. And it's also a beautiful location out on Belfast Harbor to have some great local seafood, and then decide who you think has the world's best mussel recipe. We plan to do this as an annual event, and we hope that eventually we'll be able to publish a cookbook of all of the various recipes that have been out there. One thing I should mention is that we only have 100 tickets available, and they're going pretty fast. So if you'd like to order your tickets ahead of time through Eventbrite, that would really be appreciated. You can find more information on it by just typing in Eventbrite, World's Best Mussel Recipe for tickets, or you can look on the Pemaquid Mussels Facebook page.
That was Carter Newell. He and his band, The Oystermen, will also be performing at the International Maritime Film Festival, along with WERU's own Princess Pine, a.k.a. Kate McCann, on September 27th at the Alamo. For more information on that and the rest of the film festival events, you can go to maritimefilmfestival.com. And to learn more about the issues facing Maine's working waterfront communities, you can go to mainecoastfishermen.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend. I hope to see you at the fair. And I'll see you on Monday if I don't see you there.